In the second part of our food segment today, I want to introduce you to one of my personal favorite things to put on the table to zhuzh up a dish. It's a couple of drops of Ukuba Taste of Africa chili sauce. There are several different variations. The version I love the most is called Mamba sauce. It's based on a traditional Swazi recipe, and it's got chilies and lemon and a bit of zing and coriander. And it's not blow your head off hot. It's just packed with spicy flavor that really lifts in particular fish and chicken dishes. But honestly, I eat it with just about anything. And I wanted to flag it today to tell you about its supplier, because there's actually a lovely story behind the sauce and the business I buy it from. It's one of many products that they supply, including a range of curry pastes and spices and seasoning options and flavored salts and the like. And the lovely thing about ordering from this business, which is called Turkle Trading, is that you can order knowing that not only the product is going to be delicious, you can know it's locally manufactured and fair trade certified, which we'll find out more about in just a second. First, though, let's welcome to the show Sarah Withy, who is owner and product developer at Turkle SA, and they're spelled T-U-R-Q-L-E. Sarah, great to have you with us. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having us. It's wonderful to be on your show.
It's so lovely to chat to you and to be able to say thank you in person for the delicious sauces you've been sending my way, Sarah. I believe the business is actually nearly 20 years old already. Will you tell us a little bit about how Turkle came to be?
We're in fact 27 years old.
Oh my gosh, okay.
And we started in a house up in Oranjezucht, where it was basically a passion for food, a passion for people, and how can we get it out there in the world. And we started out in Oranjezucht initially 27 years ago, and slowly the business has been building, always though with the emphasis on the fair trading aspect.
Listeners who don't know what that is, Sarah, won't you explain a little bit more about what that means?
What fair trading means?
Yeah.
It means that basically everybody along the line gets treated fairly, from the person who picks the chilies that go into your sauce all the way down. Everybody gets treated, paid fairly. There's no abuse of working conditions. Everybody is, along the line, is treated well, paid well. So that's basically what it's all about.
And Sarah, it's not a title to claim lightly, because it's not a case of saying we'll take the stamp and declare ourselves fair traders. You really commit to this with part of your bottom line pledged to that commitment, not so?
Yes. Yeah, 2.5% of every product that Turkle Trading sells, whether it be in the local market or the international market, goes into a trust. And the emphasis of the trust is on education, because without education, our kids are just not going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
So we pay the school fees for the children that work in the various factories that work under our umbrella. If the workers want to go on training, whether it be training that's going to help them inside the factories where they're working, or just to get their driver's license or to uplift themselves somehow, they can apply to the trust to go and get to do the training through us. So we basically 2.5% of everything that we earn goes into that. Some of our overseas customers also match the money that we're putting in.
Oh, that's fantastic. Sarah, a lot of overseas customers, I know you've been quite heavily focused on exports of the different product lines. How much do you sell internationally versus what you sell here in South Africa?
Internationally, we sell about 90% of our products go overseas. They have a better understanding of the fair trade principle, the whole sort of fair trade idea. So it's easier to kind of do the selling overseas. But locally, we do about 10%. We do a lot of shows and markets, trying to get it out, the products out there to the people.
And of course, I want to tell everybody, you can also order online, which is what I've always done. I can't remember where I first tasted the Mamba sauce, but I fell in love with it, Sarah, and I just, every couple of months, send through an order for 5 or 6 bottles, which arrive very, very promptly, I should say, and then proceed to annihilate them. That's not the only product in the range, though. Won't you tell our listeners a little bit more about some of the other products that you sell?
So the Mamba one that you take, there's about 6 others of varying heat. There's a Safari barbecue, gold sauce, and those ones are all used generally for cooking sauces. Then we have our hot drop range, which is your chili condiment sauce that you're going to add at the table. That's got an intense chili burn with delicious flavors that marry with it. We also have seasoning grinders, divine mustards, relishes, curry paste. There's a huge variety of products that we have. So, yeah. And I'd love they must go online and have a look.
Okay, I was going to just say the same thing. I'd love to see more Cape Talk listeners checking out the range and giving it a try. The website is turkle.com, which is T-U-R-Q-L-E. And also important to emphasize, besides the lovely thing of knowing that everybody involved in the value chain has been treated fairly, Sarah, it's all local, from where you source ingredients to where the pastes and things are actually made. I know your main distribution center is, I think, Montague Gardens, but where do you actually manufacture the goods?
Okay, so we have about 7 different factories that manufacture for us, and they are spread out all over the Western Cape. So we have some manufacturers in Malmesbury, some in Worcester, some out in Somerset West, but they are all locals. They're not, and generally most of them have started out small, and we've grown with them. As they've gotten bigger, we've been able to help them get bigger and things like that. So yeah, they're all locally within the Western Cape area.
Okay. And what about your ingredients, Sarah? I mean, I know some spices you just can't grow in South Africa. Conditions aren't right for it here. But I get the feeling that a lot of your core ingredients are locally produced. Am I right in thinking that?
Yeah, we try and use as much local produce as possible. So the chili sauces, the hot drop chili sauces, the farmer grows the chilies on his farm. He then harvests them, and then they make them into sauces. The same with there's a hot drops lemon. I mean, he even grows the lemon tree. He has the lemon trees on his farm. He picks the lemons, he juices them, and they go into the sauce.
Fantastic.
So, we try and use sort of situations like that but as you say, there are some ingredients like mustard you just cannot grow in South Africa. So we have to bring in, unfortunately.
Fair enough. But otherwise, for example, the salt mixes. I know Khoisan Natural Salt from Veldtriff, for example, just one of the manufacture locally produced products. So look, in closing, I really want to encourage our listeners to try this incredible range: curry pastes, seasoning salts, the chili sauces. As I said, are fantastic. I really, really highly rate the mamba sauce. Even if you're somebody who doesn't really like chili because you put off by heat, it's flavor more than heat. It's really intense flavor and so lovely to add a couple of drops to your dish. And Sarah, I'm so glad to have just connected with the lovely story behind this brand. I was unaware of
the
fair trade connection. So thank you for taking the time to explain it to us, and all the best to you and the team at Turkle SA. So Sarah Withy, you were listening to there, who is owner and product developer at Turkle. And if you'd like to try it out, just check out their website, turkle.com. As I mentioned, a wide range from balsamic reductions to olive oils to spice pastes, and then those wonderful chili sauces. If you are somebody who likes the blow the top of your head chili hot, there are versions there for you as well. So do check it out. And thank you again to Sarah for joining us.